For more on how the events of this week will affect the future of Gaza and the Middle East, we're joined by Robert Malley. He's Middle East and North Africa Program Director at the International Crisis Group. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
What are the chances now that the Palestinian territories will achieve statehood under single rule?
Well, they were remote yesterday. They're more remote today. Clearly, this is a setback for the Palestinian national movement as a whole. It's almost hard to speak of such a thing right now. They're divided ideologically. They're divided geographically. They're divided by the outpour of hatred that seems to that we've seen evidenced in Gaza. So, I think for now, the thought of a two-state solution is very, very remote. But hopefully, they'll come back to it, because at some point, the Palestinians themselves are going to have to come back to some form of unity.
The U.S. has been sending money to back Fatah. Is that still going to be a wise strategy?
They've done it. They're going to continue to do it. It clearly didn't work up until now. I mean, whatever money was poured into to Fatah, whatever weapons were given to it, certainly didn't help it put up a fight in Hamas. This is not really an issue of money, although money is going to be critical. It's really a political issue about whether Fatah can rule without Hamas, or whether Hamas could rule without Fatah. And the answer to both those questions is no, and we could be pouring money into Fatah, but ultimately the only answer is going to be if the two of them come together and find a new power-sharing arrangement, since clearly what they've done in the past didn't work. So there's going to be danger in trying to prop up one side, which is going to be looked upon by many Palestinians as simply doing America's bidding, and there's also going to be danger because those who are going to be left out are going to try to find ways to come back in.
So should the U.S. try to make diplomatic contact with Hamas at this point?
Well, that's not something that we actually legally can do, so it's a hard, or at least politically, we certainly can't. So that's not the issue right now. The issue, I believe, is if we come to the day where Fatah and Hamas try to negotiate once again, as I think inevitably they will, are we going to stand in the way, or are we going to let them do it? Twice before, after the elections in 2006 and then after the Mecca agreement between Fatah and Hamas, we stood in the way and tried to make sure that this national unity government could not succeed. If there is a third chance, if we're given a third chance, I hope that we would choose the right way forward, get out of the way, let them try to reach an agreement, and let the rest of the world try to promote it.
For years, there's been a focus on the two-state solution to this conflict. Now there's talk of three states: Israel, Hamas in control of Gaza, and Fatah running the West Bank. Is that a viable option?
Absolutely not. I mean, it's not a solution, because the Palestinians can't agree to that. I mean, it's not a sustainable thing to have the West Bank go in one direction and Gaza in another. Again, it could work for some time. But sooner or later, there's going to be too much dissension on the Palestinian side, and there's too much interlink between Gaza and the West Bank, so that those in Gaza who are left behind will do what they can to disrupt the situation in the West Bank, perhaps to reignite violence against Israel, to make sure that if they sink, the West Bank sinks with them.
Robert Malley is the director of the International Crisis Group's Middle East and North Africa program. Thank you so much.
Thank you.